Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on old school framework drum bus balance for drum and bass. If you want that classic jungle energy, this is a big one, because in old school DNB, the drum bus is not just a place to slap on a compressor and call it done. It's where the groove gets its weight, its attitude, and that forward, bouncing feeling that makes the whole track move. In this lesson, we're building a practical drum bus workflow using stock Ableton devices, clean gain staging, and a simple chain that helps your kicks, snares, breaks, hats, and little ghost details feel like one unified kit. The goal is not just loud drums. The goal is drums that hit hard, stay controlled, and still have that rough, vintage jungle personality. So think of this as a balancing act. We want knee-snapping snare impact, a tight kick foundation, crispy top-hand shuffle, and just enough grit and movement to keep it old school. If your drums feel too polished, too stiff, or too glued into mush, by the end of this lesson you'll know how to pull them back into shape. Let's start with the setup. First, build a simple drum group in Ableton Live 12. Keep your parts separate at the beginning. That means kick on its own track, snare or clap layer on its own track, break loop or sliced break on its own track, hats on their own track, percussion on its own track, and ghost hits or little edits if you're using them. This is important. You always want control before you start bus processing. If everything is already stacked into one file or one lane, you lose the ability to make proper balance decisions. Old school drum balancing starts at the source, not on the master chain. Now gain stage each element before any bus processing. As a rough starting point, aim for the kick peaking around -10 to -8 dBFS, the snare peaking around -8 to -6, and the breaks and top loops sitting lower, maybe around -14 to -10. Hats and percussion should usually sit tucked in beneath the snare, adding motion without turning into harsh noise. Use utility if you need a quick level trim. That's a great habit in Ableton. Fast, clean, and easy to undo. And as you're balancing, listen with your ears first. Meters are useful, but old school DNB can look correct and still feel flat. If the snare loses its little jab, or the kick starts pushing the groove too hard, that's your clue to adjust. Now, before touching the bus chain, balance the raw drum tracks against each other. Start with the kick and snare looping over an 8-bar phrase. Set the kick first, then bring the snare up until it clearly cuts through and owns the groove. After that, bring the break in underneath, and then add hats and percussion last. Here is a really important old-school rule. The snare usually leads the groove, the kick supports the momentum, the break adds attitude and rhythm, and the tops give speed and texture. A lot of newer producers make the kick too loud because it feels powerful in solo, but in jungle and rolling DNB, the snare and break transients often carry more of the energy. So don't bury the snare under the break, and don't let the kick overpower the whole thing. Keep the transient hierarchy clear. Kick is low punch, snare is main impact, break is motion and texture, hats are speed and sparkle. Once the raw balance feels right, group the drums and build your bus chain. A simple stock Ableton chain is a really strong starting point. EQ8, glue compressor, drum bus, saturator, and if needed, a limiter or soft clip at the end. We'll go through each one and keep it practical. Start with EQ8. On the drum bus, your goal is subtle cleanup, not dramatic surgery. If you need it, you can high pass very gently around 25 to 30 HE, just to remove unnecessary sub rumble. If the drums feel boxy, try a small dip somewhere around 250 to 500 HE. If the break is too harsh, tame a little around 3 to 6 kHC. And if you want a bit more air, a small high shelf around 8 to 12 kHC can open things up. But keep in mind, if one hat is spiky or one break slice is boomy, fix that on the source track first. Don't use the bus to solve problems that belong on individual elements. That's a huge teacher-style tip here. Make each device earn its place. If it's not clearly improving the groove, bypass it and move on. Next up is glue compressor. This is for cohesion, not flattening. You're aiming for the drums to feel like one unit without losing the snap. A good starting point is a 2-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio, attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, release on auto or somewhere around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, and threshold set for about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Listen carefully. Are the drums feeling more unified? Is the snare still punching? Is the kick still breathing? If the answer is no, back off. Old school drums should feel firm, not strangled. A little compression is great. Too much compression and the break becomes mush and the snare stops talking. Now let's bring in drum bus, which is one of the best stock devices for this kind of work. For a starting point, keep dry somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch low to moderate, Boom very careful if your bass line is already huge, transient slightly up if you want more snap, and damp available if the top end starts getting brittle. This device is where a lot of the old school vibe can happen. Drive can add dirt and density to the break. Transients can help the snare crack through. Boom can add low end weight, but be cautious with it in DNB because your sub bass is already doing a lot of heavy lifting. And damp is useful when hats or break tops start getting too sharp after processing. The key is to make the break feel more record-like, more textured, and less sterile. You want attitude, not harshness. After that, add saturation. A little saturation goes a long way in old-school jungle. Try saturator, dynamic tube, or overdrive if you want something more obvious. A simple saturator starting point is 1 to 4 dB of drive with soft clip-on, then trim the output so you're matching level fairly closely. That way you're judging tone, not just volume. Dynamic tube is great if you want warming and density, especially on snare layers and breaks. Overdrive can be cool too, but use it with intention. Why do this? Because saturation helps the drum bus feel thicker, more forward, and slightly compressed in a musical way. It helps the drums cut through dense bass, reese layers, and atmospheric textures without needing to be overly loud. Now let's talk peak control. If your drum bus is spiky, don't rush straight to heavy limiting. In this style, soft clipping and saturation are often better than hard peak smashing. You can use the saturator soft clip, drum bus transient control, or a limiter at the end very lightly if you really need it. You can also clip or trim a few offending hits before the bus. The aim is aggressive, not flattened, punchy, not dead. At this point, test the drums against the bass in context. This step is essential in drum and bass. Loop your drums with sub bass, reese bass, mid-bass, and any atmospheric elements you've got in the project. Ask yourself a few questions. Does the snare still cut? Is the kick fighting the sub? Are the hats masking the bass movement? Does the groove still feel fast and rolling? A useful trick here is to turn the bass down briefly and focus only on the drums. Then bring the bass back in. If the drums disappear or lose their authority, the bus balance needs more work. If the drums still feel strong but not overpowering, you're in a good place. Arrangement also plays a huge role in drum bus balance, especially in old school edits. A static 8-bar loop can sound good for a moment and then lose its impact, so add small variations. Remove the kick for a beat before the drop. Slice the break for a fill. Let the snare lead into the next phrase. Drop the hats for half a bar so the return hits harder. Use ghost notes to keep the groove moving between main hits. These tiny arrangement decisions often do as much for the drum bus feel as the processing does. In fact, sometimes more. Because movement creates contrast, and contrast creates impact. Subtle automation is another big one. Don't automate everything constantly. Just add movement where it matters. A little extra drum bus drive in a fill. A small filter move and a breakdown. A touch more utility gain on a key transition. Maybe a gentle high shelf lift on the drum bus when you need extra brightness before a drop. Small moves, purposeful moves, that's the vibe. Now let's cover the common mistakes, because these are the things that usually derail a good drum bus. First, overcompressing. If the snare stops snapping and the break starts sounding like it's been squeezed into glue, ease off the compressor. Lower the threshold, raise the attack, or reduce the ratio. Second, making the kick too loud. A huge kick can make the groove feel slow or blunt. In DNB, the kick is important, but it's often not the main star. Pull it back if it starts dominating the movement. Third, processing before balancing. No bus chain can rescue a bad internal mix if every element is already fighting for space. Balance first, process second. Fourth, too much high-end on-break loops. Old-school breaks can get brittle fast, especially after saturation and compression. Use EQ or damp to smooth that out. Fifth, too much boom. Low-end enhancement on the drum bus can fight the sub and eat your headroom. Keep it subtle, or skip it entirely if the bass is already huge. And sixth, ignoring arrangement. A good loop can still feel boring if nothing changes. Use fills, mutes, reverses, and tiny variations every few bars to keep the energy alive. If you want to go a bit deeper, here are a few advanced variation ideas. You can create a parallel attitude bus, make a return track with saturator or overdrive, maybe a little redux if you want grime, and EQ it so the low end is trimmed out. Blend it in quietly until the drums feel more urgent. The point is not obvious distortion. The point is pressure and edge. You can also try two-stage compression. Use light glue compression on the main drum group, and then add more aggressive parallel compression on a send or duplicate group. That way your main bus stays open while you still get density, when the arrangement gets busy. If your snare is disappearing, focus on the mid-range. A gentle lift around 180 to 250 Hz can help with body, and a small boost around 1.5 to 3 kHz can bring back crack and presence. Keep the moves small. Old-school snare tone usually comes from a few smart decisions, not giant EQ curves. And if you want the break to feel a little looser and more human, try micro timing. Ableton's track delay is great for this. Nudge a percussion lane slightly late, leave the hats a touch ahead. Keep the kick and snare steady. Tiny timing shifts can make the groove feel more sampled and less gridlocked.